good health is a crown worn by the healthy that only the ill can see. Your health really is your wealth. Join us for the next hour as we explore disease and attaining and maintaining good health. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, brought to you by Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
So that was a rather rocky introduction. Please do bear with me. I've been fighting a pretty intense tummy bug over the last few days. So let's kick this off again. You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. My name is Nicholas Ingle and I'm joined by Lizelle Foree, Regional Clinical Manager at Dis-Chem Pharmacies. Lizelle, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Nicholas.
There's so much that we are going to chat about, but just before we went on air, we were talking about how you got involved in the clinics and your background coming from government. And you said something quite fascinating that, you know, it was with the clinic itself, with Dis-Chem now bringing in the very best of the best, because the best of the best have a place that they can choose to go to. So tell us a little bit of your background, how you came into the pharmacy, and how it's all, effectively the clinics are changing the landscape and giving options to the nursing staff that are coming out of colleges in South Africa and universities.
Yes, thank you so much, Nicholas. So my journey began while studying at Potchefstroom University, nursing. And then I went straight into the government sector, obviously, because I really had a passion for clinics, for primary healthcare especially. And after we moved to Pretoria, I found Dis-Chem. And I was pleasantly surprised on just how much services we can offer, first of all, in the primary healthcare sector. I really thought it would be less than in the government sector. And especially because we have a specific management of nurses managing nurses. I think that made a great impact on me, because they do understand what you need, how you need it to be done, how the SOPs need to be written. And I think there's where I really found my place and my home. And I've stayed there now for almost 13 years. And I've really enjoyed serving patients on a primary care level. I think the biggest problem we had is, first of all, a lot of nurses went overseas because of the better work opportunities they thought they had that side. And obviously, we also had less nursing colleges and universities offering, the public that they can study nursing. So I think that had a huge impact in a drop of quality nurses in South Africa. And what Dis-Chem also has started to do is they have engaged with different colleges and universities, and they are offering bursaries to students to study nursing. And what happened now is that nurses do feel they have a place to go after they have finished their studies. And they have a place where they know they will be taken care of just as much as the patients we take care of. And I think that made a huge impact of them rather staying in South Africa and feeling comfortable to work here than leaving the country as well.
I think it's such a wonderful thing to see employers creating these opportunities to retain the best and sort of slow down the brain drain, because we sort of think, oh, are we losing the best healthcare practitioners and so on. And it's just very reassuring to hear this, particularly at a primary healthcare level, where that's going to be the majority of the time you're interacting with a healthcare provider. So absolutely fantastic. In your time at Dis-Chem, what have you seen the impact be on the nurses as well as on the patients as the clinics have evolved?
I came in at a time when Dis-Chem were offering most of the services, but we still had challenges in terms of you know, certain diseases we couldn't treat, certain things we had to refer for. And our brilliant clinic executive, Lizette Kruger, really, she's a nurse at heart, but she knew what the people needed and what the nurses needed to be fulfilled. And she really went out of her way to equip us with the necessary knowledge to expand our scope. So we have done diabetic nurse educating courses. We have implemented lactation consultants, and we have also now in the Baby City area and in some of the DISCEMs, we have 2D sonars that we've never offered on a primary healthcare level in a clinic before. And we also do antenatal services, which just expanded our scope so much. And it has really been a joy to know, you know, nurses thrive on not knowing what's coming in next. We don't want to do blood pressures the whole time or this the whole time. So I think we really love it that we are changing it up. Every patient that comes in is coming for a completely different thing, and we're equipped to handle it.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've learned over the years and having the opportunity through our gyms to work with a lot of medical doctors that were coming into South Africa for their training was almost sometimes, you know, let the nurses be nurses. And when you say sort of that the head of the clinics is a nurse at heart, and, you know, there's an expertise there and a level of understanding that the smart doctors know to stay out of the way of the nurses and let the nurses be nurses, because that's really when the patient gets the best care. You mentioned the postnatal checkups, or the postnatal care rather. I wanted to touch on the pre and postnatal services that are available, and then also why they're so important. So please give us a little bit of background, and then what are the services that are available?
Yes, so we really want to focus on antenatal and postnatal checkups, because they are extremely important, because they allow us to monitor both the mom and the baby throughout the pregnancy and after birth. When we're talking about pregnant moms, we're actually having two patients. We have the mother and the baby, so we have to make sure that both of them are fine. And during the pregnancy, we check that the baby is growing well, that the mom remains healthy. Many complications in pregnancy develop silently, so we need regular monitoring to help us detect those early concerns before they become serious. But postnatal care is also very important, because we have to assess the mom's recovery, her emotional well-being, breastfeeding support, because that impacts the baby's health also directly postnatally. And we have to ensure that the baby's feeding, growing, and developing normally. And these visits sometimes offer more reassurance, you know, because moms are very unsure just after giving birth. Are they doing the right thing? Are they not? I mean, I was the first mom myself that went to my own DISCEM clinics, because even if you're a nurse, it's like you forget everything when you get that little one in your life. So I feel the professional guidance during this major transition in life just makes everything a bit easier, and everyone can just breathe a bit easier and understand what they need to do and what questions they have that can be answered. I think that makes a huge difference.
Tell us a little bit about the evolution now in the postnatal care. You mentioned 2D scans. What are 2D scans?
So currently we have equipped a lot of our nurses to be able to do 2D scans. And even though I know a lot of people like to go for the 4D scan so that I can see the baby's little nose, and it's more for the parents to see the baby. But why 2D scans are so important and why we implemented them on a primary care level is that they provide critical information for us as nurses. So they help us to confirm the pregnancy's location, the baby's heartbeat, the actual gestational age, expected due date, and number of babies. So I think it's important that we've also taught our nurses to really explain to parents what they are seeing on the screen. So sometimes it just looks like a blob. They can't really understand what's going on. But for the nurses who have been trained in that, it gives us very good information on what's going on with the pregnancy inside. And that's a big step up from the, you know, the normal antenatal service, just to, you know, hear the heartbeat with a Doppler. It really gives us a lot more information and assist us in how we're going to make medical decisions with this patient.
How are you finding this? Is we've touched a little bit on it, but in terms of the new moms, how is this helping with peace of mind with the scans, where it's not just a pretty picture, but they're actually getting to see that everything is okay and balanced? We're going to touch on that when we are back from ads. So we're going to go into our first ad break, and let's cover that as soon as we are back.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You are listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. I'm Nicholas Single, and a little bit under the weather, I'm chatting with Lizelle Faurie, Regional Clinical Manager at Dis-Chem Pharmacies. Let us have your questions for our guest on 0618951019. Just before we went to ad break, we were asking our guest about the impact of the, particularly the 2D scans for new moms. I just wanted to find out a little bit more about sort of what does it mean to the new moms? What have you seen in your work with them, within the nurses' work with them, from a point of view of, you know, just peace of mind and less stress?
So I think the most important thing is building a relationship. I've seen when I was pregnant myself, it was so much more convenient, you know, and much more accessible to quickly pop into a Dis-Chem baby city and quickly do a sonar and just have that peace of mind. Then scheduling an appointment at the doctor, waiting for a time to go in. So I think it helps a lot with that accessibility, that they feel they can quickly pop in. They just have a question. They're a bit worried. They didn't feel the baby move for 2 hours. Whatever the case may be, they can just feel like, okay, I can just quickly go. Doesn't disrupt my whole day. And I can just find out everything's okay. I think that's a big plus for new, you know, pregnant moms. And I think the biggest thing is they just want to know during a pregnancy that everything is okay, that everything's going as it's supposed to be going. And I think that makes a huge difference in their mental state. If they can just know, I'm okay, I can quickly pop in and see everything's fine, and I don't have to panic the rest of the day. If this is normal, is this feeling normal? You know, there's a lot of changes in your body, and you don't always know if it's good or bad.
Right. And I think when mom is stressed, right, baby is stressed. So yes, the less stress on mom, the better for both of them. One of the things that I just wanted to touch on as well, which is something that I was not aware of, was gestational diabetes. You know, so what is that, and how does that affect the mom and the development of the baby?
So gestational diabetes is a type of diabetes that develops only during pregnancy, when the body can't properly control blood sugar levels. So if it's not detected early in the pregnancy, the high sugar levels can cause the baby to grow very large, and increase delivery complications as well. And it raises the baby's future risk of obesity and diabetes for themselves. So for the moms, it might lead to high blood pressure or very difficult labor, especially because these babies are usually 4 kg and up. But the good news is that if you do early screening and lifestyle guidance and monitoring, most mothers can go on to have a completely healthy pregnancy. It just becomes a problem if it's sprung on you here by week 28 and all of a sudden, you know, some of the complications has already taken some ground there.
Sure. That's something that I wasn't aware of. And I'm sure that it's not something that's common knowledge out in the public. How much education is done and provided to the new moms, and sort of what is covered?
So it's actually strange that some people think health education is just an extra, but health education is actually the basis of primary health care. And it's the most important part of what we do during the day. It's just giving a lot of information, answering questions. So at Dis-Chem Clinics, we educate the moms on nutrition during pregnancy and breastfeeding, safe medication use, warning signs that they have to keep a lookout for. And then obviously when they are pregnant, we try to teach them already on newborn care, safe sleeping, breastfeeding techniques, which we continue obviously postnatal as well, and why immunizations are so important and reaching developmental milestones, and definitely the mental health and the postnatal well-being, because that is a big mm-hmm. issue these days. And it's becoming more and more that a lot of women develop postnatal depression. And we need to empower these women on how to look out for it, when to come and ask for help, and you know, that they are confident in they know what might come and what to look out for as well.
It's amazing the journey that's covered within pregnancy, from sort of, you know, just with this, the conception through the pregnancy, birth, and then the postnatal care. How are the relationships that are developing between the moms and the sisters? Are there sort of any stories that you can share with us? Because I think the deeper the relationship, that sort of that connection that evolves where possible, you know, the more trust that there is, and then the more trust, the more willingness to accept the advice and the recommendations.
Definitely. I think the biggest thing is that is why I wanted to become a nurse in the first place. That was my passion. I always told my dad, I want to be on the ground building these relationships with people. And I think it's exactly as you say, if there is trust with the nursing practitioner, it becomes so much easier to work with the patient and explain why they need to do certain things. And they do take it a lot more in and really try to practice what you preach at the end of the day. Yeah. So we have seen so many. I run one of the baby cities in East Rand area. And she's told me so many amazing stories of moms that came to her crying, wanting to get pregnant, and assisting them, you know, with the right vitamins. And then they become pregnant and they stay with her throughout the whole pregnancy. So they've built that, you know, special bond with each other. And then what's amazing is they come back afterwards and immunize their babies there. And then the relationships just continues. And then they build a relationship with the little person as well, you know, coming to their clinic when they are maybe ill or the mom's maybe ill. And what's very nice is the mom is kind of the cornerstone of the family. And I think she brings in other people as well. Then she brings in the dad to say, listen, I think he has cholesterol. And then we help them with that. Or they bring in their elderly parents for some advice. So it just becomes really that they feel they can trust the place that they go to, and they bring in family, so we know that they do trust where they go.
Sure. And the mom being the cornerstone of the family is so important and cannot be stressed enough. You mentioned the nutritional advice and recommendations in pregnancy and obviously with post. Are you seeing that the adoption of the advice is helping moms with their, you know, their, not just with the development of the baby, but with their energy levels and their ability to have a better quality life?
Yes, definitely. I think what's nice about moms is they love to give feedback. So they would always come back and say, oh, that advice was amazing. Thank you. It worked. Or listen, it didn't work as well. Can you help me with something else? So we get a lot of feedback from moms, especially when it comes to their kids. You know, they really want everything to be perfect, and especially for the baby, they want them to thrive. So they would definitely come back and give us feedback, which is a great experience for the nurse themselves to really get that feedback and say, listen, you really helped me to have more energy, to spend more time with my kids, not be so tired. And I think we underestimate the impact that food can have, especially during pregnancy. And everything you eat actually is the building blocks of that baby. And I think that we can still have cravings, but we can safely give them everything that they need. And I think that just helps with a little bit of knowledge on how to do it. And then the moms really appreciate that a lot.
I think absolutely, absolutely vital. I think we're going to go to an ad break now, but a quick question which we can answer after the ad break. You know, speaking of cravings, are there fun things in the checkout queue for the moms to snack on. We'll get your answer as soon as we're back from these ads. You're listening to the Disco Medical Monday Show here on 101.9. My name is Nicholas Ingle, and I'm chatting with Lizelle Furie, Regional Manager, Clinic Manager at Dis-Chem Pharmacies.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And we're back. You are listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday Show here on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Nicholas Ingle, and I am chatting with Lizelle Furie, Regional Clinic Manager at Dis-Chem Pharmacies. Lizelle, before we went to ad break, I think I've asked the most important question I've ever asked on the show. What snacks are available for moms in the checkout?
So I think Dis-Chem has thought this through as well. So they have changed a bit that little last aisle before you get to the tills. They've really tried to put more healthy snacks there. But luckily, anywhere in the store, you can still find the things that the cravings are nagging you about. But they are trying to keep it more healthy.
It's, you know, for me, actually, I find myself popping into the Baby City or the Dis-Chem at Bluebird when I'm feeling a little bit peckish. And it's a wonderful queue to be in. And you hit the nail on the head. You have both options. So you can really go for something that you might be craving. And if you're just needing a tummy filler, there's so many wonderful, wonderful options there. A little bit earlier, we chatted about with postnatal depression. What are some of the mental challenges that the dads are facing as well as the moms, and sort of what support is available, particularly I think for first-time parents who may be feeling a little bit anxious, a little bit overwhelmed?
I think the biggest thing is that dads really have to be involved. You know, they really must try to come to the appointments with the mom, because we do a lot of education for them as well. Because sometimes it's hard for the moms after they've given birth. They think they just have to go, go, go. And they don't always understand that there are warning signs to look out for. And if you have to look out for these warning signs yourself, it is really difficult. Whereas if we could give this information to the dad, I think they can also assist with, you know, looking out for these warning signs and assist moms better. And to explain to them exactly what happens with the hormones after giving birth, you know, so that they understand how to really assist a mom and not just wait for her to ask for help, but maybe help before she asks.
And you know, the safety aspect of that is huge, particularly for the dads, right?
Yes.
But, you know, I think understanding and the explanation for new parents that this is what you possibly are going to be feeling, this is what you're going to be going through, and this is what's needed, adds such a calming sense of going, okay, this is not abnormal, this is not just me, everybody goes through that. And that within itself, just that knowledge, can be a huge, huge stress relief for the parents. How valuable, just in your experience, is it for the dads to be as present as possible for their own experience? I'm looking at this from a point of view of what are they missing out on? And I suppose we'll never have the opportunity again when they stop having kids to experience coming into the clinics with the moms. I'm looking for a little bit of understanding of what's the magic of the, you know, the times at the clinic and what they're experiencing.
Definitely. So I think it's sometimes difficult for the dads to fully understand, especially during pregnancy, because, I mean, it's magical for the mom to feel this little one growing and she feels them moving. And I mean, the dads are not experiencing that specifically. So I think I remember when I went for my sonars, my husband went with, and I really saw that twinkle in his eye when he saw her move on the screen. And I thought that's where the magic is for him now, where I could experience it daily. And, you know, you obviously get bigger and you understand what's about to happen and you have to go through birth. But just having them there, and I especially remember that I had, unfortunately, a Caesar, because I had complications during my pregnancy. But when she came out, I just saw his face, and it is instant love. And I thought, you know, that's where the magic lies for them. If they're not present for those type of things, they will miss out on it. Whereas a mom is, you know, 24/7, she feels the magic because she's in it with the little baby. But I think the dads really have to try and be as present as possible, because that's where the magic lies for them.
Right. It's just, yeah, it's that magic. And you have to have those moments and grab them whenever you can. I wanted to chat a little bit about immunization. What vaccines are given to the kids, to the children during the immunizations?
So at Dis-Chem, we do follow the South African Expanded Program on Immunization Schedule. So the vaccines protect against diseases such as tuberculosis, polio, hepatitis B, diphtheria, tetanus, whooping cough, measles, rotavirus, and pneumococcal infections, which sound like a lot, but unfortunately, all of them are still a real predominant problem in South Africa, and that's why we have the specific immunization schedules. So they are given, you know, at specific ages from birth through early childhood to really build strong immunity so that the kids don't get sick, because at this stage, illnesses under the age of 5 is still a very huge problem in South Africa, unfortunately. Mm.
And I think it's something that we really have an opportunity to tackle. What happens if babies miss their immunization, if they fall behind on the schedule?
Well, parents really shouldn't panic, because this happens a lot more than we think, because kids get sick and then we can't immunize them, especially, you know, in the 1 to 2 year range, when they start going to crèche, they're almost sick every 6 week. So you find it difficult to keep to that schedule always. So most immunizations can be caught up safely. You know, we use a catch-up schedule. The nurses are trained on a catch-up schedule. And the most important thing is really just to go to the clinic. Even when they are ill and they're at home, you can just bring the clinic card in and the nurse can really reassure you to say, okay, and they work out a whole plan for you to say, we're going to do this one in 2 weeks when the baby's better, and then we're going to go this one 4 weeks later. And we really can continue protection without restarting the whole vaccine. So we just want to get parents and their child really back on track safely. And it is important to finish those vaccines.
So it's saying that if you do miss, and as soon as kids start going to crèche and interacting, then they're picking up everything and also bringing it back home. So it's not a train smash. It's about speaking to the nurses at the clinic and getting back on schedule as quickly as possible. Okay. What are some of the developmental assessments that are done?
So we have certain milestones per age, and that really helps us to determine if the child is developing normally and if there is any necessity to intervene and send them to somewhere else. You know, sometimes they have to go to a pediatric dietitian. Sometimes they do have to go to a pediatrician for certain things. And they it really helps us just to keep on track with what we need and to see where they are at this stage. So we have specific ones that we do on specific ages, ranging from birth, to see if everything is going okay.
Right, okay. And that then just keeps everything on track.
Yes.
All right, great. I think we're going to go to our next ad break. And when we're back, there are a couple more questions that I want to touch on. But I'd also like to get your thoughts and just what you would like our listeners to know about coming in, and just a little bit more peace of mind as to, you know, what they'll get at the clinic. Planning for Pesach 2026? Make it an exceptional Pesach.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You've been listening to the Disco Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. I'm Nicholas Single and I'm chatting with Lizelle Faree, Regional Clinic Manager at Discom. Lizelle, just before we went to break, I asked you just to give us some thoughts about the value of the clinics, why moms and dads should be coming through to Discom and to Baby City. Just with your experience over the last 13 years, what makes the clinic so special and why should parents be using them?
So I think the major thing that we also should understand is we're living in an age of technology. So we have Dr. Google, and I think that sometimes makes things worse in instances
Absolutely.
Where, you know, parents, especially if you think about milestones of a baby, you want your baby to sit on the time that everyone on social media says their child sat or walking or whatever. So I think it is so valuable to have someone where you can go to and just say, listen, I'm stressed. Everybody's child is walking at 1 year and mine is still not walking. And just having that explanation of saying, listen, every child, if we had a book for every child, we will have a lot of books. But, you know, every child is different. And where is the parameter of where we start to worry and where we just help them and initiate it for them, you know, until they can do it on for themselves. So I think that is in terms of all the service offerings we do at this game. You know, you will read of people saying, I had a cholesterol level of this and I got a stroke, and people start panicking about things they shouldn't panic yet. Rather go and talk to a professional and get the correct advice than just looking to other people and their experiences.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's such a vital, vital point. And about, and I love it because it's a lot of shared experience. We have a question from a listener. It's a little bit off topic, but I'd appreciate your thoughts because it's from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. I'm listening from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, and I'd like to know about using garlic as a health remedy for myself. I'm 49 and for my daughter, 13 years old, and it's from Daniel Barry.
So I think, obviously, if you look at the evolution of medication, it all came mm-hmm. from plants, plant-based substances. So I think to go back to going as natural as possible is never a bad thing. I think the biggest thing is just to not overdo it, you know, because anything in excess can also be bad. So I think it's a very good thing. I've heard, I mean, garlic has great properties of being antibacterial and anti-inflammatory. So I think that is a good option to incorporate in your daily life if you can. I think the other thing is just not to treat things that might be more serious with something natural, you know, to really go and just see, is this just a natural thing that I incorporate on a daily basis just to assist me with a more healthy living? Or is it something that I'm trying to treat a bacterial pneumonia with, you know? And then it is something that you maybe need further intervention on with professionals. But I do think it's probably the best thing we can do now is to incorporate natural remedies and use food as medicine as well, because we've strayed away from that a lot.
Absolutely. I think it comes down to, I mean, I'm going to use myself as an example. I've literally been in bed for nearly 4 weeks now, and I thought I could ride out the stomach bug for the first week on my own, and then realizing that I need to act like an adult and actually go and see a healthcare professional and get medication. And once that started, the progression stopped and slowed down. So that very, you know, go and see a healthcare professional where you can and ask them then, I suppose, about the integration of natural remedies with any required medication.
Definitely.
So I think we're going to go to our final set of ads. And then when we're back, I'd just like your sort of thoughts for wrapping up. And we will then sort of, I suppose, wrap up the show. I must apologize. I'm still not fully recovered. And I think there's a lot of dehydration going on here. But let's get to the ads.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Discem. Better health starts here.
Thank you so much for joining us today here on the Disco Medical Monday show on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Nicholas Singel. I've been chatting with Lizelle Fourie. Lizelle, it's been absolutely, absolutely wonderful to chat to you. I think some great information and an absolutely wonderful product that Dis-Chem provides with Baby City as well. My personal favorite thing about Dis-Chem and Baby City, very simple. The queues move incredibly quickly. So even if there's a long queue, you know you're going to get through it quickly. And there's stuff to pick up for a snack along the way. Just love your thought, just a thought or two as we wrap up.
So I think the biggest thing that I just wanted to give people, you know, a last thought is that Dis-Chem has really moved. I don't know if you remember, but we were pharmacists to cares. Mm-hmm. And now our slogan is better health for all. And we really want to be the health authority in South Africa. And that means accessibility, first of all, because that is a huge problem in South Africa at this moment, you know, where you can just pop into a Dis-Chem and get whatever you need in terms of assisting you with your health needs. And the other thing is really affordability. Sometimes medical care can be very costly, and we really strive to get that back down for people, everyday people of South Africa, to just not have to spend a huge amount of money, but still get very professional advice and health, you know, assistance. I think that's a big thing at this stage. And we really want to just invite people to come into our clinics and see how our nurses operate. And even if it's just to ask a question and just get familiar with your Dis-Chem nurse. And I think we can walk a beautiful path together.
Very, very well said. And I think a great statement to end the show on. Lizelle, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Nicholas. It was a pleasure.
Awesome. It's Lizelle Fourie, Regional Clinic Manager at Dis-Chem Pharmacies. We've been chatting about their clinics at the Dis-Chem Pharmacies and Baby City. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Nicholas Singel. You have been listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday Show here on 101.9. Thank you for Vusi for covering the controls as Craig is away. I look forward to chatting with you again next week.